انت بتسمع تسعينات اف ام، اجمل ذكريات.
In our world, we have different languages, cultures, skin colors, ethnicities, and religions. United States and Egypt are two rich communities with huge diversity in all aspects. However, difference should not be a reason to fight, disrespect, or exclude each other. Difference can be intriguing, provoking interesting discussions. Here with you, Rama, in Compelling Difference on Radio 90s FM.
Compelling Difference مع رحمة ليل كل يوم اثنين الساعة 10:30 بالليل على تسعينات FM.
Hello everyone and welcome to Compelling Difference. Here is you today, Rama, on Radio 90s FM. If you want to call us or contribute to the program, please call us on 01-00-427894. If you are calling from the US, please add 0112 before the mentioned number. You can also contribute to the program by answering the question of today's episode, that is, would you date someone who has different culture from yours? So, last episode, we have discussed college life and how it's different in the US and Egypt, and how college life is different from primary and secondary school in both countries. We also discussed that how college life means inevitable exposure to different cultures and how parents don't have control over this. We also discussed the question of last episode, which was, how was your college experience? Some mentioned that it was great and they have been exposed to different cultures and different religions. Others mentioned that it was boring and mediocre. Unfortunately, I was sad to hear this. So as an extension to last time's episode, we will transition to a topic that matters to all adults, whether in college or outside college, which is dating. The word dating doesn't have one single meaning. The word is perceived differently based on your own definition and your own background and your own culture. So basically, I cannot generalize my experience with this word to be for all Egyptians or for all Americans. So it's basically different based on where you come from. So if you have a different opinion, please let us know. So what dating is? Let's agree that we will focus on our program on heterosexual relationships. So dating is basically the stage at which two people get to know each other to evaluate their compatibility before deciding on taking a step towards a more long-term relationship, whether the process led to marriage or not. So the two people would basically hang out, have prolonged conversation, discuss life issues, and they would basically introduce each other to each other's families and friends. The couple might be involved in physical intimacy or not, based on their preference and their culture and their religion. The word dating, now it's the time to discuss what this word means in Egypt and the United States. In Egypt, the word dating is frowned because it implies being not serious about the relationship. If two people are getting to know each other in Egypt, this is because they want to get married and they want to have a stable family and a stable relationship for cultural and religious reasons. So instead of the word dating, Egyptians prefer to call it pre-engagement or engagement period. The families, of course, need to know about the couple seeing each other, otherwise they would be in huge trouble. People in Egypt are convinced that love marriage, or the marriage that comes because of the dating process, is less successful than arranged marriage, unfortunately. So basically, dating or pre-engagement or engagement stage of a relationship in Egypt lasts for enough time so that the two parties would know each other well, and then they would get married. So as Egypt was a more of a masculine community, the man asks for a first date, and we had a previous conversation before about whether the man should pay for the first date or not. I remember we had an amazing discussion about Zeus. So this brings up the debate of love marriage versus arranged marriage. So basically, love marriage is based on the individual choice of the person, while arranged marriage is based on the choice of a family member or parents to the prospective partner of the person. So arranged marriage basically brings two families together stably and smoothly. Therefore, the two families should have the same education, socioeconomic class, cultural values, and religion. So as arranged marriage is more stable, Egyptians value it more. So we would see people tend to arrange marriage more in Egypt, because Egypt is a conservative society where there is more of a collectivistic culture, and people will judge each other based on their appearance. Unfortunately, people in Egypt believe that there is a correlation or a causation relationship between the increasing number of divorce rates and love marriage. As of 2017, the divorce rate has reached 39.3 to 60.7%, depending on the rural and urban locations in Egypt. So the word dating in the United States is perceived very differently from Egypt. So dating is basically an individual decision of the person. Families are not involved, and it's not a huge family issue, which reflects the individualistic culture of the United States. Dating in the United States, other than the huge misconception, dating might or might not include physical intimacy or public display of affection based on what the couple agrees on. So some Egyptians might believe that dating is haram, or dating is something that's prohibited because they believe it has something to do with physical intimacy. However, this is not a fixed rule. It's whatever you guys decide it to be. So in the United States as well, women can ask for the first date and start flirting with men. However, if they did the same thing in Egypt, they will not be perceived well. So what are the traditions of an Egyptian marriage and an American marriage? What are the steps for a couple to get married? We will learn more about all of this when we're back.
What would I do without your smart mouth, drawing me in and you kicking me out? You've got my head spinning, no kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride, and I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind, 'cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, how many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down, I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you.
Welcome back. You're still listening to Compelling Difference with Rama on Radio 90s FM. I want to remind you that if you want to call us or contribute to the program, please call us on 01-00-427-894. If you're calling from the US, please add 0112 before the mentioned number. You can also answer the question of today's episode on 90s FM Facebook page. The question of today's episode is, would you date someone who has a different culture from yours? I will read now your comments. So, Marco Maurice commented saying, not yet, with a confused face. I'm sorry, Marco. I hope you will get someone soon. Basma Ashraf Ali commented saying, not yet, but I'm okay with the idea. Good. Yeah. Best of luck. I wish you would meet someone soon who would fit you. Omar Mansour commented saying, of course, the most important thing is that both of us would have the same values, principles, and morals. Culture and customs are not important. So that's great, Omar. I hope you will meet someone who has the same values, principles, and morals as you. However, culture and customs are very important because you would come to the surface. Because something as simple as the way you eat might make a problem, or the way you talk. So, culture and customs are important. So I recommend thinking again about this. Hannah Gerges commented saying, "We're all humans. There should be respect." So yes, I can't agree more. Iman Hafiz commented saying, as long as he's a Muslim and he has the same religion, the same values, the same principle, and he has the same, and we have the same understanding and respect, what the problem is. Good, Iman. I hope you meet someone soon. Marwa Rashad commented saying, the most important thing is religion, respect, and understanding. Culture, for culture, we can reach a compromise. That's a really good point, because when you have different cultures, what you do is constant compromising. Aya Salem Gabri commented saying, I would if there is no clash in morals and beliefs. That's a good point. Before dating, you should make sure there's no clash in morals and beliefs. Other than that, there would be problems. Karim Khalid commented saying, no, I want, because dating will be converted to marriage, and marriage between couples with different cultures will not succeed at all. This might be true based on your experience. However, there are many experiences of couples from different cultures who manage to have really good relationships. So, I think you should rethink your comments, when you learn more examples, and you cannot generalize. So Mohammed Mahrouz commented saying, dating is haram. Let me disagree or add some point that dating is based on how you define it. So in our definition in Egypt, that dating is getting to know someone. So how is this is different from engagement, for example? So yeah. Ahmed El-Gamal commented saying, "A lot of times, and the results were amazing. I'm so happy for you." Rana Ibrahim commented saying, "I'm marrying someone from a completely different culture. It works for us because our goals, values, and beliefs almost perfectly. The only difference between multicultural relationships work versus others is the need to be sensitive and understanding to traditions that are not yours. Just because the guy, girl you date had different traditions doesn't make their way of doing things inherently less valuable, etc." That's a really good point, actually. I hope you will have a happy marriage, Rana. Raga El-Ghunemi commented saying, "I would prefer to date someone with a similar cultural background as myself, but not necessarily. I grew up with two different Arab cultures and I believe it's a beautiful experience, but now I don't have a choice because I already married an Egyptian. Congratulations on your marriage." Ranim Leil commented saying, "Well, I don't mind if he has a different culture, but he should be a Muslim. I have the same morals, goals, and values, as well as we have to be understanding with each other. Difference is not bad, but it doesn't always work." I agree. But if there is someone who doesn't accept difference, and if there is someone who doesn't cooperate or compromise with you, then he's not the one for you. Mazen Mates Gad commented saying, "I don't see a problem as long as there is a suitable common ground of morals and values." I definitely agree, Mazen. Thank you all for your comments and for engaging with us in our live video. Let's see. So we have many people watching. Thank you very much to Awad Rashad, Riham Isa, Marwa Rashad, Muhammad Leel, Ranim Leel. Thank you very much for watching. So let's get back to the dating thingy. So in Egypt, after the dating process, there is some wedding traditions. So the family of the bride and the family of the groom should give approval of the marriage. And after that, the groom-to-be should provide mahar and shapka to the bride-to-be. And these are basically traditions in which the groom-to-be would give jewelry as a gift to the girl. And after that, there is an engagement party. Engagement is a huge thing in Egypt because this is the time in which the two couple would get to know each other. And historically, engagement rings began in ancient Egypt, and the circle symbolizes the never-ending love. It's usually made of gold for women and silver for men. So it's us Egyptians who invented the engagement ring. For wedding rings, during the engagement party, the bride-to-be and the groom-to-be would wear the wedding rings in their right hands as a symbol of their engagement. And after the couple spend enough time getting to know each other, they make sure that they're compatible in terms of ideas, life goals, morals, values, principles, and religion. They decide to move forward with marriage. In Egypt, we have two steps for marriage, or the first step for Muslims is the religious wedding ceremony or katbil kitab. It can be during the wedding ceremony or before the wedding ceremony based on the preference of the bride-to-be and the groom-to-be. And for girls, we have something called henna night. It's a day or two before the wedding in which all the girls would have a party in which they dance and sing and have fun and apply henna tattoos. So Egyptians just love to party. So yeah, after an engagement in an Egyptian wedding ceremony, after all of this, some couple prefer to have their wedding during the day or at the night. They leave all of these details to the wedding planner. So yeah, these are the main wedding traditions in Egypt. So we will discuss more the wedding traditions in the United States when we come back.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in, follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up this time. But darling, just kiss me slow. Your heart is all I own, and in your eyes you're holding mine. Baby, I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms, barefoot on the grass, or listening to our favorite song. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath my breath, but you heard it, darling. You look perfect tonight. Well, I found a woman stronger than anyone I know.
Welcome back. You're still listening to Compelling Difference with Rahma. So we were basically talking about the wedding tradition in Egypt and the United States. So for the United States, the start of a relationship in the U.S. begins with two people attracted to each other. Then one of them asks the other to go for a date. After the first date, if the two people are still interested, they would go for a second, third, and fourth date till they know each other enough. If they're not interested, they don't talk anymore with no hard feelings. Dating in the United States doesn't mean exclusivity, and this is a concept that we Egyptians don't understand really well, because dating doesn't mean both people are exclusive till they have the talk of being a girlfriend and a boyfriend. After they have this talk, they take time before deciding to get married. This is of course very different from how things work in Egypt. So the couple might have children together, the couple might share a house together, the couple might live together without being married. That's also one of the reasons why some Egyptians might think dating is haram, but as we said, we have different meanings for the same word. So when the couple decide to get married, the guy proposes to the girl with a diamond engagement ring. This is different from the silver or gold ring or the whole engagement party in the Egyptian culture. And if the girl said yes, the couple are officially engaged. No need for mahar and chapka, no need for family approvals, no need for engagement party. Egyptians just love to party a lot. So during the engagement, the couple prepare for the wedding together, and the couple also spend enough of time to learn more about each other's preferences for the wedding. And there is no reason to make the engagement period long, as it's long as in the Egyptian culture, because the couple already knew each other really well during the dating period. So the engagement period lasts for a year or a year and a half. So for the wedding traditions, or the traditions before the wedding, is the bridal shower. It's basically a party for the bride-to-be to receive gifts before the wedding. So some people might ask, so how would we know which type of gifts to get the bride-to-be? There is something in America called wedding registry that I wish we had in Egypt. It's basically a page on one of the shops. One of the shops, the bride-to-be and the groom-to-be would just sit there and state exactly what they need and what they want in their house, and the people who would attend the wedding would basically go into this web page and choose the gift that they would give to the bride to be and the groom to be. This is actually very time efficient. for choosing a good gift. And during the wedding, there are some similar traditions between an American wedding and an Egyptian wedding. One of them is carrying the bouquet, and the bride would just toss the bouquet at the wedding reception, and the second woman who will catch the bouquet is believed to be the next to get married. Americans believe in this, and the Egyptians believe in this. Another thing is cutting the cake. The first activity of the married couple would be cutting the cake together. This is something that happens in Egypt and the United States. However, the most romantic thing that I believe in an American wedding is reading the vows together. When you read the vows together and promise each other to love each other for forever, this is something like very romantic. So let's get back to dating and how people would know each other. So we cannot tell you which dating method is better than the other. However, we can tell you the pros and cons of each method. So the ways of dating can, in the modern world, we are in 2021, so we have online dating and offline dating. And online dating, people get to know each other through dating apps, dating websites, and social media. In offline dating, people get to know each other through family, friends of friends, and co-workers, or even random strangers on the street who just decide to have coffee together and go on a date. So for online dating, it just saves time because it's all through a matchmaking process in which you go into an app, fill in some questions. You just tell the app all what you want in a partner, and the potential partner will appear in seconds. However, offline dating is more time consuming because you have to depend on your own matchmaking skills and your trial and error. For online dating, you have the freedom to just unmatch if things didn't work out. However, if you want to end things in offline dating, it might be a more complicated process. However, you need to be careful because in online dating you are more prone to scams, and people would go into situations where they would think they are meeting their dream girl, however they are being hacked or being robbed. So yeah, for online dating as well, there is a problem with lying or pretending to be someone that you're not. You will never know whether the person is telling the truth or not till you meet them. So this is something that you avoid on offline dating because it's very easy to spot lies through mutual friends or body language and many other factors. For online dating, it's also hard to determine the chemistry between you and someone else. So in offline dating, it's very possible to determine if there is real chemistry or not. So it's always advisable to meet in person really fast so that both of you will have enough time to talk and decide if there is chemistry or not. As we usually do, we will end with tips and tricks. So for dating, be yourself, be genuine, love yourself, then you will start attracting potential partners who will also love you. Dating is not a solution to your problems, so you should start dating when you are already done solving your problems so that you will be ready to share your life with someone. Anyways, you should always be confident. There is no specific age to get married. In Egypt, there is too much pressure if you are a girl to get married at a specific age. In the US, there is so much peer pressure to get married or to have a boyfriend at a certain age. However, age is just a number. So have some confidence. It doesn't matter. Age is just a number. So yeah, I wish you all the best of luck. And for my own answer, if whether I would date someone or not, of a different culture or not, yes, I would. That was all for today, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and we will meet next week. Good night.